Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Mayo morning, be good. Why? Why did I do that? I did the thing. How you doing, Jason? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What a great introduction. All right, so the Ravens drop one to the Brannies. The Steelers now 6-2, first place in the AFC North. Which team's better right now, Jason?
I mean, wins matter, right? So, I mean, right now it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're a more balanced team. Are any of their units as otherworldly as the Ravens' offense can be and usually is? No, probably not. And you know, outside of maybe Detroit's, offense and, maybe Denver's defense. There might not be another unit in football as good as Baltimore's offense, but the problem is it's a complementary sport and the defense has been horrible all year and it's been masked by their ability to be up, 30 points on people, and it's been masked by an offense at times that can do things that no teams in the NFL have ever done. I mean, nobody's had a 5-game run like they have before. Nobody's played 7 games in the NFL and averaged over 250 passing and over 200 yards rushing. And they did that going into that Cleveland game. It's never happened in the history of football. But the defense is god-awful. And only Jacksonville and Carolina have a worse opposer passer rating. And nobody's allowed more passing touchdowns than the Baltimore Ravens. Nobody's allowed more fourth quarter points than the Baltimore Ravens. It's not even close. They're bottom of the barrel in yards per attempt. It's not like it's dink and dunk to get a high opposing passer rating. It's 8.2 yards per attempt to get 104 passer rating. They've got major issues and a lot of work to do before the trade deadline. And Pittsburgh, we know this, right? Pittsburgh, even if the talent imbalance is in Baltimore's favor, Pittsburgh's like Mike Tomlin's going to split with the Steelers. I mean, with the Ravens, at worst. Like, Harbaugh's not sweeping it. And obviously, that's all before them in the division, right? Because Pittsburgh hasn't played any games in the division yet. So Pittsburgh's in a better position right now. I don't think you can argue that.
Jason, now the Steelers' offense is flirting with the line right now. They're very, very close. But whenever you watch the game last night, does that offense look like a top 10 NFL offense?
No, but like, if it, like, is it better to have the number one offense and the number 30 defense, or is it better to have the number five defense and the number 14. You know what I mean? Like, I just think there's a semblance of balance that works in their favor. They also might have the number one special teams right now. And Baltimore special teams are awful. And Justin Tucker missed another 50-yard kick that could have set them up to win that game with a field goal a couple days ago rather than having to go, you know, march the field and score a touchdown. So I think when you factor all three units into their totality, can the Steelers survive with an offense that might peak at 12th best, 10th best in the NFL? They can if Watt can stay healthy and bring it every week. They can if, you know, they even get a little healthier on defense. And I know they want to add a wide receiver. People might be sick of hearing that because they've been hearing it for a long time. But, you know, it's not going to be Davante Adams, right? Like, it's not going to be Amari Cooper. Those guys are gone. But it will likely be some complimentary. Like, it's not going to be Christian Kirk because the Jags are idiots and they didn't trade him last week and now he got hurt. But, you know, could Mike Williams have a second life there? With Pickens playing like this, all of a sudden that other receiver, like, doesn't necessarily have to be, right, what you thought it might have to be 4 or 5 weeks ago. So is it ever going to be otherworldly offensively? No, but, man, if they can keep running the ball like this and Cordarrelle Patterson comes back, if you have a three-headed monster running the ball and Russ can play, you know, look, is he going to do what he did last night against everybody? No, but if Russ can play winning football and hit a few splash plays, I mean, they've done more with less, right? Like, they've been in contention with less than that in the past.
No doubt about that. Jason Lockenfora joining us, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. So Cleveland beats Baltimore. Was this the last stand for Cleveland, or do you buy that they might be a pesky spoiler down the stretch with Jameis?
Well, it's a real offense. I mean, they push the ball down the field. It's you know, it's under center play action bombs. It's like it's Flacco. It's Flacco 2.0. I mean, it's the same sort of overarching philosophies. It's the same schematic approach. They don't have Amari Cooper like they did last year, right? Like, you know, and Joku's going to get fed. Cedric Tillman is somebody who clearly Jameis threw to a lot on the second team, you know, backups and twos all summer long. So those two have an inherent chemistry. And Nick Chubb looked the best he has all year, and that's the best their offense. They kicked the Ravens' ass in the trenches. It wasn't even close. They beat their ass on both sides of the ball bad. I think the bigger takeaway is what they did to Baltimore's run game. And if you look at the overall numbers, it looks like, well, man, the Ravens still were okay. Nah. I mean, they had a 22-yard scramble from Lamar that was a busted play, and they had one outside run to Derrick Henry that was super effective. Other than design runs went absolutely nowhere. And the Browns are great against heavy personnel in the run game. Like, they've been great all year, and Baltimore didn't spread them out, and Baltimore didn't go and try to run out of 11. They tried to do what they did, and it didn't work. You know who else is amazing against heavy personnel in the pass game and the run game? The Denver Broncos, who come to town this weekend. That's going to be a tricky little game. Like, I'm just telling you right now, that spread keeps growing. People want to give Denver 8.5, 9 points. I'll take it. Denver's going to be up for this. Sean Payton's going to have them up for this. So this is going to be another interesting test. But are the Browns going anywhere? No. Are they pesky? Absolutely. Will they win a few more games now that they would have had no chance to win with the other guy at quarterback? They will. I also think they're still going to gut this team a little bit before the trade deadline, and that's going to make the margins a little slimmer.
Jason, awesome stuff as always. We look forward to it every Tuesday, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.